Welcome to this episode of GGID. Today, the Eagles of the Desert. Aguilar del Desierto, the Eagles of the Desert, a remarkable and dedicated group. In 2009, Marisela and Eli Ortiz founded it after Eli's brother and cousins were lost in the desert. Migrants coming from Central America trying to cross over to the United States. Once a month, the couple, along with some 25 volunteers, spend a weekend camping in the Sonoran Desert, where California and Arizona meet Mexico, and look for the remains of those who perish trying to cross. They receive many phone calls from anguished families wanting to know what happened to their loved ones. There are laws criminalizing giving help to migrants, so the Aguilar stay neutral. Basically, they explain, they are looking for bones. They wear neon green vests so that they can be seen and do not go looking without equipment. Binoculars, cameras, two-way radios because cells don't work, floppy hats, metal walking poles. If they find something, they take pictures first and also alert others. They may find a shirt, a backpack, an empty water bottle. It's not only how inhospitable the desert is. These are areas where drug cartels and gangs are active. Still, for all these years, the Ortiz and the other Eagles of the Desert have braved all these difficulties in what the New Yorker, which did a documentary on their work, calls grim compassion. Indeed, for anyone who wants an example of compassion, it is that. But it is also courage, sacrifice, and determination. Thank you for listening. And until next episode, let's make sure we notice all that's good out there.